And that takes quite talent right there. It's Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Happy Thanksgiving. Stones coming to town at the Garden on January 13th and 15th. Prices are as high as the balls in a giraffe for tickets. So I would suggest you keep it locked in the Rock of Boston for your free ones. 41 minutes nonstop continues. It's Audio Slave. Doesn't remind me. 104.1 WBCN.
Welcome to the machine.
How's that trip to Fan treating you? All right? You doing okay? Thanksgiving 2005. It's Neanderthal, Paul Marshall at the Rock of Boston, 617-931-1041. If you want to tell me what you're thankful for, it's all good. We can do that. In a Thanksgiving tradition, the Detroit Lions are having their asses handed to them by the Atlanta Falcons right now, in case you care. Of course, the Pats take on the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday out there in KC. WBCN starts our coverage right around 10 o'clock in the morning, so it's all good. Paul at WBCN.com. I'm thankful for email here at the Rock of Boston. Sold out two nights in a couple of weeks over at the Garden. Keep it locked at 104.1. We'll have tickets to give away. It's you too. Nine Inch Nails on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, and Head Like a Hole. It's Neanderthal on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you very much for listening this afternoon. 617-931-1041 if you need anything to get you through your post-tryptophan hangover. I'm sure you've had enough of your family today. And if you've been listening to the Rock of Boston all day, you know that during the Mark Hamilton Thanksgiving Day cooking show, you heard the story of Max, the guy that ordered the stripper on Thanksgiving Day with a couple of his friends. He said that the stripper, he called back and said that the stripper was disappointing, to say the least. Oh, excuse me, Max. Not as disappointing as having to order a stripper on Thanksgiving Day, you and all your friends. And in stories related to that, you know who Robert McCormick is? Have you been listening to the Howard Stern Show? You know, Robert McCormick's the guy that ran up a $241,000 charge at Scores in New York. He's been fired. His company decided, you know what? You're not going to be able to expense that. $241,000 in one night at a strip bar. Suddenly that stripper seems a little bit more acceptable, doesn't it now, Max?
Hey, Paul, how you doing, man?
What's up, man?
I'm really, I was really surprised you made the jump from the other station, but I got to tell you, I think you're great, and I'm following you over here.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you for listening. What's your name?
Jack.
Jack, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
You too, man.
Later.
Hey, it's Hardy, and you know the saying, there's no guarantees in life? Well,
Juice Box from the Strokes on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN from the CD, coming out in January called First Impressions of Earth. New stuff. On the Rock of Boston, it's Neanderthal, Paul Marshall. Thank you for listening on this Thanksgiving Day holiday. If you are a Strokes fan and you're looking to get a sort of a jump on the competition in picking up the brand new Strokes CD, go to their website, conveniently located at thestrokes.com. You can pre-order the CD and get the Juice Box 7-inch, which I'm sure you'll sell on eBay for a whole lot of money sometime next spring or something, because the collectors go nuts on that stuff. That's where you're going to do your shopping, right? Tomorrow, Black Friday. Are you doing it on the internet? You're going to go to the store? Is going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning? Keep it locked at 104.1 WBCN, and let us be the soundtrack to your holiday shopping experience. 41 minutes nonstop rock lined up next. We'll kick it all off with Stone Temple Pilots on the Rock of Boston.
To the guys on Patriots Preview on WBCN.
Two words, Chris Sim.
Football is serious business.
Love this part of the song. This is when they've run out of anything to do, so they just decide to make noise for a couple of seconds. ACDC on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Inside 41 minutes nonstop with Foo Fighters and DOA on the Rock. Currently touring over in Europe under the name 3 Quid and Penny Farthing. That is the White Stripes on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Inside 41 minutes of nonstop rock. No tour from The Offspring to support the Greatest Hit CD. They are back at work in Southern California on a new album. When it comes out, of course, the Rock of Boston will have it for you. It's Paul Marshall inside 41 minutes of nonstop rock. It's 104.1 WBCN.
This has been a BCN message.
BCN.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this BCN?
Yes.
Okay, I'm driving my car. It just dawned on me. I haven't heard Adam Sandler's, like, Turkey Day song yet.
The Thanksgiving song?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Leah,
I want to give it to you.
Okay, can you wait like a little while so I can get to my boyfriend's house? Because I want to like be retarded in front of him.
You want to be retarded in front of your boyfriend?
Yeah, I like making him laugh.
And you miming Adam Sandler makes your boyfriend laugh?
No, me dancing around will make my boyfriend laugh.
Can you dance to Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song?
I'm a ballerina, so I can pretty much dance to whoever the hell I want to.
You're a ballerina?
Yes. So you're going to Boston to L.A.
So you're flexible as well.
Yes, I am.
Good to know. Can you send video to paul@wbcn.com?
We'll see.
Well, it's not a no, so I'll take anything I could get. All right, Leah, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye.
Where the bad folks going, they
die. It's the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. All hail Geek Rock, Weezer Perfect Situation, 617-931-1041. You need anything? Neanderthal, Paul Marshall, taking you through Thanksgiving afternoon. Tied up in Dallas as the Cowboys and the Broncos get it on in the late game for Thanksgiving Day. Did your team do well? Your high school team, wherever you were? Everything did good? Are you all prepared for the evening festivities now? Because we are now into the holiday revelry season. And wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please do it safely. Don't be an idiot. Police are checking everything now. They're looking for your seatbelt off. They're looking for you to just to veer off to do something dumb. And quite frankly, you might want to brush up on some of the skills. Not that I would ever say that you might have had a beer or two behind the wheel, but they're going to be looking for you. Case in point, the kid in West Roxbury that tried to substitute the ABCs with a math question. That didn't work out so good. Taken into custody. Happy holidays, my friend.
Get all the funny you want when you want it.
$12 million has been spent to try and record Guns N' Roses' Chinese Democracy, or as we like to call it, the big dig of the music industry. 41 minutes, nonstop rock block continues. It's Beck and Ipro. Oh, by the way, Chinese Democracy, March of next year. Good luck. The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. I think the first time I heard that was playing Madden on the PlayStation. Of course, you know, the PlayStation is so passé now because we got the Xbox 360. Did anybody get one of those? Anybody get 617-931-1041? Let me know. Was it any good? Is it worth something that we should do right now? Because the holiday shopping season has officially begun. Tomorrow, Black Friday. Getting up early. You might want to hit the dirt early tonight so you can get up and get all those great savings. Here's a partial list of a couple of cities that the police departments are going to be busy at tonight. East Boston beats South Boston today 22-12 in their Thanksgiving Day Classic. Brockton over Waltham 28-6. Yes, apparently Wakefield continues their dominance, so 12 will be happy about that. Malden over Medford. Arlington beats Somerville. Hasn't Somerville lost like 33, 34 games in a row? You guys need this more than I do.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
41 minutes nonstop on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. There you go. It's not brain surgery. It's living things exercising their right in the absence of any meaningful lyrics to bomb bomb or do do until the song is over. It's right here in the International Lyric Writer's Handbook, subsection 2, paragraph B, line 4. I don't make the rules. I just have to enforce them. The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, living things. It's Neanderthal on Thanksgiving. Thank you very much for listening. Another 41-minute nonstop rock block on deck, 617-931-1041 if you want to add to it. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I just want to state that everybody who has an Xbox 360 has made my life a living hell over the past 2 weeks. I work at a video game store, and it's been ridiculous. So for everybody who has a 360, you can go to hell.
Just let me say this to you. One thing that I've learned very blatantly this holiday season is something to be thankful for. Be thankful you have a job.
Yeah, that is true, but my job is usually putting up with soccer moms who want to beat me because their little Connor can't get their 360.
Connor! That's awesome, man. What's your name?
My name's Rich. I'm from Weymouth. I work at EB in Braintree Plaza. We've already had a death threat there. Someone threatened to stab my friend.
A death threat? For what?
Because we can't sell any over-the-counter till February. We're all backed up.
You can't sell what over-the-counter? The Xbox?
Yeah, the Xbox. We're all sold out for pre-orders. So someone threatened my friend, threatened to stab him because we couldn't sell any.
I hope you guys have good insurance.
I mean, this is just, that's not job satisfaction.
Why don't you just grab one of those guns out of the virtual reality things and shoot him in the face with infrared lasers?
I'm just going to start chucking game cartridges at him.
That'll be your new game. It'll be the EB Ninja.
It'll be the TV ninja. I'll just run up along the wall and start throwing discs.
All right, bro. Well, have a safe holiday.
I hope I do. Thanks a lot.
Later.
Bye.
104.1.
Really a band that needs no introduction on the Rock of Boston. 104.1 WBCN. As you're celebrating your Thanksgiving holiday, just understand that we cannot stop progress. Science and medicine go hand in hand, and doctors in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada, have just performed the first ever camel hump removal. Humpendectomy? Humpectomy? Is that what they want to call it? Apparently, if your camel has an infected hump, they can remove that, but there's still no known cure for camel toe. I mean, we can't expect miracles. Or can we? 41 minutes nonstop rock continues. Screaming Trees by request, 617-931-1041. It is the Rock of Boston, WBCN. It is the lovely and talented Paul Marshall at your service, sir.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Happy Gobble Gobble Day, as Hamilton calls it.
Yes, Gobble Gobble.
Yes.
Which is derivative of the Gabba Gabba Hey.
Gabba Gabba Hey, I never heard of that.
You've never heard of Gabba Gabba Hey?
No.
You shall learn, my son.
If you are my long-lost father, we'll have to do some DNA testing.
And cut.
Sharon,
it's 104.1 WBCN. Happy Thanksgiving. I knew it was a matter of time. The WBCN complaint call comes in. Hello, WBCN.
You asked what I had for dinner, and I was going to tell you, but I decided to opt out. I actually had a tofurkey because I'm a vegan.
You had a what?
A tofurkey.
What the fuck is a tofurkey?
A tofurkey, it's tofu that's shaped and flavored like a turkey. And it's really good.
Shaped and flavored like a turkey.
I didn't shape it like a turkey, but you can. But I didn't.
So you're offended that after playing your phone call, I chose to play the Thanksgiving song about turkey because you're a vegan.
Yes.
You might want to sack up a little bit.
come on.
You know what? I love vegans. I really do. And you know why?
Why?
More meat for me.
I knew you were going to say that. Come on. Come on. Why the hostility?
Because I'm a carnivore. We're hostile.
You think I'm crazy, don't you?
No, I have no doubt whatsoever.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that it's a little upsetting that you played the turkey song when I personally did not kill a turkey.
Neither did I.
You ate one. That counts.
I'm going to hell for eating a turkey.
No, I never said you were going to hell. I don't think hell exists. But it's not nice.
Oh, no. Hell exists. I'm experiencing it right now.
Oh, that's mean. That's not very nice.
Happy holidays, honey.
104.1 WBCN.
Transistor. The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Latest from Korn with a K and a backwards R. The band that looks the same in the bowl as it does on the plate. It's Twisted Transistor. Andy, do I have the right mic on?
I believe you have the right. Well,
do I? I don't know if I had. You know, Mark Hamilton had the same problem. How about that one?
I don't know.
No. How about that one?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, there we go.
Yay!
I'm still trying to learn the equipment here at WBCN.
That's cool. And by the way, welcome to it.
I appreciate that. Thank
no
you very
problem.
Much,
it's
man.
Great to great to have you here. You sound really good. And,
oh.
Yeah, welcome to hell, my friend.
Yes, well, that's okay, man. It's all good. This is a nice place to be, and thank you for spending some Thanksgiving with us. You brought cookies and pie.
I did.
Did you have a nice little meal with the family today?
Yeah, we had all three of my living grandparents there, which is great that I have three living grandparents.
Sure.
For the first 5 minutes.
And then the smell kicks in.
No, then the sort of kind of drama angst crap kicks in. And
what they do, when you have old grandparents, they tell you about all their friends that died. Hey, happy holidays,
no, that
everybody.
Was...
I tell you about Bert Johnson. He died last summer. That's usually what happens around my house, which is why I like working on the holidays.
Ah.
And so did you use that as an excuse to get out?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was like, yeah I got to go. Well, Andy, you're not on the air till like 7. It's like 2 now. It's like, yeah, I got to do a lot of show prep.
Yeah, traffic is real bad.
Yeah, it's crazy drivers, you know, and the weather. It snowed somewhere.
Where is your family from?
My family's from Westford, actually, but most of my family's up from the North Shore, but we live out in Westford now.
Oh, well, there you go. So how was the driving coming in from Westford? Because you guys did get snow out there, didn't you?
We did. It was like, and that's the reason I didn't go to see the WA football game today. And I am just like like, cheeved about that. Because 14 years, let me tell you, 14 years in a row, acting Boxborough, the stupid rich kids down the street, right?
It's all about money with you.
Oh, man. You know, like, coming in and, like, okay, they've beaten us 14 years in a row.
Okay.
Right? And I come in here, and I'm like, hey, Paul, you know, so he's, you know, show me the score. 8-7. We lost by a point.
Andy, let you into the personal life of Neanderthal.
Yes, sir.
Today is the 20th anniversary of the exercise in futility known as the 1985 Quincy High School Presidents.
Yes.
Where not only did we walk into Thanksgiving Day winless at 0-9, we lost Thanksgiving Day to North Quincy 7-6.
Oh, man.
We didn't lose by a field goal with seconds left. We didn't lose by 49-3. We lost by one friggin' point. And it was an extra point, but I'm proud to say we are still the only Quincy High School President's football team that went winless in Division I Suburban League history. It can never be achieved again. So congratulations. The 20-year anniversary is today. So I feel your pain, only I've been feeling it for almost two decades, my friend.
I love that your football team's called the Presidents because
that's
Quincy John Adams, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to sign a veto all over your ass.
Because nothing is more intimidating than a team with a president's top hat with a red, white, and blue flag on the side of it. Woo! Here they come! It's the president! Watch out! They're dominating! And you wonder why we were 0-10. So I hope your football team, wherever you are, wherever you live, they won their game today. So
the cheerleaders are dressed like Secret Service agents. It's just not happening, man. I don't know.
You know, the only high school I think that we can make fun of is somewhere in the Midwest, Millard Fillmore High School. You know, Millard Fillmore. Because there's a president most people can't even friggin' name. So happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Andy Hicks is going to take care of it. He's got 41 minutes nonstop rock on the way, including some Rage Against the Machine, some Guns N' Roses, leftover requests for Alice in Chains. I'll leave some Pink Floyd for you as well. As the Rock of Boston rolls on, happy Thanksgiving from 104.1 WBCN.
Feliz Navidad. It's me, Adam 12.